64, amen. Isaiah chapter number 64. We're going to read two verses from two companion scriptures. Isaiah chapter number 64 and verse number 4. Let's all stand for the reading of God's word. Isaiah chapter number 64 and verse number 4. The Bible says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." Now turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. These verses go hand in hand. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. The Bible says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that loved him." If you look at the other verse, it said, "him that waited for him." In this verse, it says, "prepare for them that love him." So, Lord, be not helping tonight. We're going to preach on, if you love him, wait on him. If you love him, wait on him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, Lord, we love you, Lord. And I pray that you just hide me behind the cross, Lord. I pray you empty me of myself, fill me with your Holy Ghost, and hide me behind the cross, Lord. Well, they don't want to see me, Lord. They came to hear and see you, Lord. I pray that just happens, Lord. Lord, I pray for my voice, Lord. Help me to preach your word, Lord. Help me not to, my mouth to get dry, and I pray it stays fluent, Lord, so I can preach your word. Lord, help me, Lord. Help your people, Lord. We love you, Lord. You've been good to us, Lord. Help us to wait on you, Lord. That word wait is a tough word for us, Lord. So help us to love you and wait on you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you love him, wait on him. Oftentimes when we get something in the mail, we wait for something in the mail, we get anxious, amen? We get to, especially if you know something good. If that check is coming back and it's a check with your name on it, and it's a large amount, like those income taxes, we waiting on it, but sometimes we don't do it patiently. We're calling the people that kind of that might have fouled it, or we're calling all the people around trying to find out where that check is. We got tracking devices to find out. Well, this point is here. It's in St. Louis. I know it takes 5 hours to drive to St. Louis, so this should be driven. It should be here by this day. And this day they unload it at this time. And if you don't have it, you can look it up, and it goes right to your phone. It's an app also now. It tells you this time it delivered to Hatchfield. It's in this area. They're going to deliver at your house by 1 o'clock. If it's not at your house by 1 o'clock, wait till 5 o'clock, and you come to the UPS place to go pick it up. But sometimes something happens. There's a rainstorm or there's a snowstorm, and that check that you're waiting on might get misplaced. I see the faces around here. We don't want anything to get misplaced, amen. We don't like anything that doesn't go along plan, doesn't go along schedule. We live in a generation, my generation, I would say, we like things instant. We like popping things in a microwave. And we put it on 30 seconds, we pop it out, and we touch it. We know how we do it. We get a spoon, we get a little piece, and it's not cold. It's popping, it's making all these noises like it's hot, but it's not hot. So we have to throw it back in the microwave, put it on 30 seconds again. See, maybe that's me. I do 30 seconds, another 30 seconds, another 30 seconds. I don't want it too hot. I don't want it burnt around the edges, but I like it just right, amen? I said amen. I like it right. If you're going to make something, make it right, amen. Put all the good stuff in. Like, if I make the macaroni, I'll tell you my secrets. I use heavy half and heavy cream or whatever that stuff is called. And I use the can of milk. I looked on the internet for all the good stuff. I found a lady. She's a big bone lady, so I knew she would know how to make it good, amen. Hallelujah goes right there. She was a big bone lady. She added all those extra ingredients and threw it all in there. And now y'all come to me and say, "Brett, that was so good." Well, don't thank me. Thank that lady on YouTube, amen. I can't remember. I had her name written down somewhere, and give her all the honor and the praise, amen. But we like everything made right. We like it, all the ingredients in there, all the cream, all the salt, all the sugar. And when you mix it all up, it's all good, amen. I said it's all good. Y'all, man, see, I ain't ate since, I don't know how long ago, but I'm hungry now, amen. So I'm going to get through this summer very, very quick, I believe, amen. I hope, amen, God help us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 64, verse number 4, For since the beginning, I thank God that he was in the beginning, amen. We don't have a God that just dropped off in the middle. He was in the beginning. Before all things were created, God was in the beginning. The Bible says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. That waiting word can sometimes be a negative word. It's negative for us. We don't like to wait. We like things instant. We like things. We want to pray now and God answer me right now and I can go about my business. But sometimes, see, it's easy for God to answer yes or no. We can deal with that. We can deal with the yes. We can deal with the no. But it's that yes, no, slow part. It's that waiting part. The part that God, this is important. We give God deadlines sometimes. You can't give God a deadline. There's no deadline with God. God sets a time. For God, time, there's no hour and 2 hours and all that. It's all time. So we can't set guidelines on God. So what does it mean to wait on God? We need to rest in the Lord requires patience. It requires patience. Our kids, when they want to go outside, they come to you and they ask you. And at least let me ask my kid. I'm going to keep it personal. They come up to you. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody else outside. You want to go outside right now? I tell them just wait a minute, wait a little while. She know what they do. They come back at 7:05. Daddy, can I go outside? I said, did you wash your face yet? Did you brush your teeth? You have to do certain it's steps of doing it. You gotta make up the bed. I know that's bad right there. I need to make up my bed so my kids can make up their bed. Amen. You need to make your bed. You need to wash your face and brush your teeth. And get in the shower and put clean clothes on. And do all those things. And do all those things. Faith, look at it. Do all those things. We do all that thing before we can do this. So we can't pray to God, ask God to answer this if we're not faithful in this area right here. God tells us to read his word. Why are you reading his word? If you're not reading his word, how can you get answers from God from his word? See, when we're in God's word, this is where our faith and our trust comes from. When we study in God's word. I say that's why our trust and faith come from. Amen? Amen. All right, just checking now. So amen. Go with me to Psalm 27, verse number 14. Many of us know this verse, and we got it written everywhere at our homes. I want to look at it again. Psalm chapter number 27 and verse number 14. Psalm chapter number 27 and verse number 14. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When we wait on the Lord, he will strengthen us. He will give us the strength so we can go on, so we don't have to be discouraged. The Bible says, wait. That means pause. Or the word wait also means to like a trench. When you dig a trench, you dig a trench and you're doing something. If you ever been in the Army, we got any Army people here, or Navy, or in the Air Force, they dig trenches. Well, they don't dig trenches just to dig trenches. They dig trenches to wait. Wait until it's time for them to go forth. Well, if they're waiting, if they're blocking, if they're dug in a trench, they're going to be there for a while. Well, sometimes God wants us to be there for a while. This says, Bible says, there we go. Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Don't get discouraged. It says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. That means your will, your feelings, and your intellect. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He repeats himself because he wants you to grab a hold of this. Wait on the Lord. Now, if you go back to verse number 1, the Bible says in Psalm 27, verse number 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He will illuminate the path and my salvation. He's my safety. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? So the Lord, he won't cause you to, that word afraid, that means to shake. Like sometimes when you see that pit bull around the corner, and my kids, they don't like dogs. They like dogs, but they're afraid of dogs. So they see that pit bull around the corner, they shake and get terrified. If Biggie was to run in this church right now, I guarantee all them kids are going to take off. They're going to run because they're going to run for some safety or some shelter. Why? Because they're waiting for deliverance. Sometimes that's like us. We're waiting for our Heavenly Father to come there to protect us, to deliver us from that pit bull, whatever it is that's in your life that's scaring you, that's harming you. Now go with me to Psalm chapter 25 and verse number 3. When we wait on the Lord, he will not shame you. Psalm chapter 25 and verse number 3. Psalm 25, verse number 3. The Bible says, yea, let not that wait, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgresses without cause. So here, this is a story. They're praying. It's a prayer for direction and guidance. We hear that they're praying that God, the word, what, verse 3? The word ashamed means ashamed. Well, God won't shame you if you wait on him. The Bible says, yea, let none that wait or the pause on thee be ashamed. So if we're waiting on God, we're trusting God. He's not going to let us be ashamed. Now go with me to Psalm chapter 37 and verse number 7. Psalm 37, verse number 7. If we wait on the Lord, he will not let you shake. The Bible says in verse number 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. The word wait patiently and fret for him, fret not thyself. That means to shake. God won't cause us to shake when the enemy is there. See, this psalm right here is a psalm of when they're praying against the enemy. They want to have the enemy cut down. The Bible says in verse number 2, verse number 1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. They have their reward. Their reward is going to be cut down. The Bible says in verse number 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Here we go. Trust, that means to have fully confidence or be persuaded in the Lord and do good or be sure that or be better. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God will fill us with his word, with his courage. The Bible says in verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. So that delight also means to pursue. We want to pursue the Lord. We want to pursue in him so we can delight ourselves in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. So if you're pursuing God, he's going to give you exactly what you need, exactly what you want. But that want is your need. So he will supply all of our need according to his riches and glory, Christ Jesus. So that's what he does. He supplies all of our needs because we love him. Now go with me to Psalm chapter number 37 and verse 34. There's a couple of verses down. Psalm chapter 37, verse number 34. When we wait on the Lord, he will set you up. Verse number 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee. The word exalt also means to set up or lift you up. He will lift you up and inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. So when they're cut off, they will see you exalted. Not you exalted, but what your God does for you and through you. Because he is the Almighty God. He can do all things if we just trust him, put our faith and confidence in him. Don't put your confidence in yourself. That's how you go wrong. You don't want to put your confidence in yourself, because yourself will let you down. Put all your faith and your confidence in the Lord. The Bible says, turn with me to, I didn't write that down. Amen. We'll go to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 22. Proverbs chapter number 20 and verse number 22. When we wait on the Lord, he will save you. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 22. Proverbs 20, verse number 22. The Bible says, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. He will save you from the evildoers or the people who try to tear you down. The Bible says, say not thou, I will recompense. Recompense also means to repay. Our job is not to repay the enemy. We let God take care of our enemy. Amen. We let God handle all those people who's on the other side, not on our side, because God has a plan. His plan is never wrong. His plan is always right. The Bible says, wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. The verse I was thinking of is Isaiah chapter number 30, I believe it is. Isaiah chapter number 30 and verse number 41. That's 99, Nick. There we go. Thank you, Brother Dennis. Say it again. 40:31. 40:31. Amen. There we go. In my wife's favorite verse. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm thankful that God, he will cause us to have strength. to be renewed in our strength. Sometimes in a battle, you get tired. You get a little weak. But the Bible says he will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So when we run and win this battle, win this war, because we're in a battle. It is a war. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual warfare. So when we running, sometimes we get tired because we're running in our own strength. That's what it is. We get tired, get real weary because we're planning, but we're not planning according to God's plans. When we get out of God's plan or God's will, then we're open. If we're not in God's will, we're not in his protection. We get out here, we're doing our own thing. Now we're open to the enemy. We're open to the enemy's arrows and his darts and his fiery missiles and all that good stuff. All that bad stuff. It's the enemy's good stuff, but amen. Go ahead. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. The Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor the ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, if you notice here, Paul substituted a word. Paul substituted in the Old Testament where it says that wait on the Lord with them that love the Lord. You see, in the Old Testament, they're looking toward the cross. They're looking toward the cross. They're looking toward the deliverance. They're looking forward to when Jesus came and Jesus would be rescued and die for all of us. But see, in the New Testament, they're looking back at the cross. Back at God's finished work. So that's why he says, if you look right there, it says, for them that love him. See, when we love God, we won't have a problem waiting on God. When we put our confidence in God, we won't have a problem waiting on God. For example, I'll give you a great example. I had a sermon I've been working on for a week or two. And I said, I'm going to preach that tonight. Where about 4:45, the Lord said, you're not preaching that tonight. So I have a little dialogue, discussion with the Lord. I said, Lord, you playing, right? I mean, you know, they ain't come to hear some boring and some weak message that I just come up with. And then I paused. You just hear that word that I just said? Now, I don't know how you talk to the Lord. I get down nitty gritty. I get down to the basics. And Lord, I said, they ain't come to hear my little sermon. And that key word, my and I. You're right. They didn't come to hear you. They came to hear from the word of God. Well, I had to wait. Now, all of you know, many of you know here, I have something called hereditary angioedema. That causes me to swell up. What causes me to swell up the fastest? Worry and stress. So you know what I was doing about 4:45? I said, Lord, that's why I don't have any rings on. My hand was starting to swell, and it swelled up on Sunday and Monday. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? You know I got to preach. I don't preach if my feet swollen. That's why I'm standing in one spot. I'm not running around because my feet hurt and all that. What am I doing? I'm worrying. I'm no longer trusting in the God of heaven. I'm trusting in my own ability and my own wisdom and my own thought of what the Word of God says. But the God of the Bible says, the things which God have prepared for them that loved him. You see, when you get out of the way and let God be in your place, let God take the wheel, you're no longer trusting in yourself. You're putting all your faith and all your confidence in the God of this Bible. We have a God that's able to do all things. We have a God that's able to do exceedingly abundant we think or ask. That's big. Now, I have a big imagination. If you talk to a child, they have a busy and big imagination. Well, God has the best imagination. Why? Because he can put his imagination into work. He sees that person, Stephen, I know what I can do with this man. Before whatever he thinks he can do, I'm going to go above and beyond that. Above and beyond anything that he thinks he can do. God can take us and mold us and use it. Now, if you go back to Isaiah, in those same verses, you go down to, I believe it's verse number 9, it talks about the potter and the clay. Well, we need to be that clay and let the God of heaven be that potter. And he's going to mold us. He's going to put us through a test. Now, I'm preaching, But I had to get preached to first. The big preacher had to preach to me. Why? Because I wasn't trusting in him. I knew I was going to get the chance and opportunity to preach. But when you get that chance and opportunity, don't let people see you. They're expecting to see results, not from you, but from God. They want to see God. They came to see God. So when we come, we need fresh oil. We need fresh anointing. We want to see God do all those things that he can do through us and with us if we just wait on the Lord. If we love him, we'll wait on him. If we love him, we'll wait on him. We'll keep on waiting on him. We have to do this thing daily. Because sometimes we try to get past ourselves and get past the plan. But sometimes we need to sit back and relax and dig us a trench and wait on God. Now, I don't know what God spoke to you and told you that you need to do in your life. But God always speaks to us. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're reading the Word of God and you're praying daily and you're fellowshipping and doing all those things, God will speak to you. If God hasn't spoke to you, we need to go back and check up and see what we're not doing right in our own lives. Now, that starts from me and going back to everybody else. Because it's not excluded. It's included all of us. Because God is a God that has a plans and purpose. His thoughts are above our thoughts. His ways above our ways. So let's trust in the Lord. But if you're going to trust in him, you have to love him first. You have to love what he did for us. He died and he came. He's God. He came in the flesh and became a man. His name was Jesus. He came and he was spit upon. He was beat upon. He wore a crown that they placed upon him. They mocked him. They spit upon him. Now, he did all that. Why? Because he first loved us. Now, I'm not sure about you. I'm not sure your situation. I'm not sure about where you are, where you stand. But we need to love God. Well, if you want to love God, let's love him the way he loved us. Why don't you pray for one another? Are we praying for each other? There's many people who could be here that's not here. How we went and knocked on the door. They might turn you away, but we got to wait. And start don't kick too hard, but you could tap the door a little bit. Hey, listen to me. If I get out of church, I want y'all to come get me. If I get backslidden or whatever, come slap me aside. I'm giving you permission. Dennis, I told you a long time ago, come slap me aside the head and drag me to church. Because I'm coming. Because I want to be where my Father is. My Father, he could be at home, but if you're not doing your will, you're not doing what the Father tells you to do, he could do something like what the evil spirit come upon you, like it did Saul. Now, we can't get possessed by a spirit if you're saved, but we can have a bad influence upon our life if we watching the wrong things and we listen to the wrong things. That can drown our thoughts. You want to be in the right fellowship, in the right will, in the right area where God is. It's love God and wait on him. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we love you, Lord. It's a simple thought, a simple message, Lord, but I know you can do all things, Lord. And I pray that we just seek you, Lord. We seek your face, Lord. Help us to be more like you, Lord. That's what we ought to be, more like you until you come back, Lord, and get us. And we'll be perfect in heaven with you, Lord. And we just love you and we worship you and we thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Help us to love you. Help us to worship you. Help us to wait on you, Lord. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble because we're not waiting on you. We fill with ourselves and fill with pride. Pride can be deadly, Lord, if we're not waiting on you, Lord. So I pray, Lord, start with me, Lord. Help me and help everyone else here, Lord. We love you. Lord, if anyone here, they don't know you as Lord and Savior, Lord. So I pray they grab somebody and run to the altar, Lord. Lord, we need you and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's all stand.
Amen. Let's do Amazing Grace. Amen. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
heads bowed, our eyes closed. If you're here today and you just want to say, preacher, pray for me, just simply raise your hand. Pray for me. I'm in need. who have need.